Hi, thank you for calling the Roundup Helpline. This is Jessica on a recorded line. What's the name of the person you're transferring?
Hello. I was
Hi.
trying to merge the call.
Hello.
Are you still? What's your name? I apologize.
Jarvis Hampton.
What is it?
Jarvis Hampton. Can you hear me?
Jarvis?
Yes.
Okay. Sorry. Hi, Jarvis. My name's Jessica. Again, the call is being recorded here. And would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Roundup lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay. And just to confirm, you don't already have an attorney assisting you with the claim? Excuse me.
No.
Okay. And you're willing to affirm that with the law firm as well?
Yes.
Okay. And were you diagnosed with a type of non-Hodgkin lymphoma after spraying Roundup?
Yes.
Okay, I'm so sorry to hear that. And did you ever have like multiple diagnoses where you went into remission and it came back?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Did it stay as non-Hodgkin lymphoma, or did it change to a different, like a subtype?
It stayed the same.
Same. Okay. What was the date of the second diagnosis? And year is fine. It doesn't have to be the exact date.
It was 2019 and 2020. I was going to say December 19 and May 2020.
So December of 2019.
I'm sorry. No, November. It was November 12th, 2019.
November.
That's what I was diagnosed with.
12. And then it came back in May of 2020. So you said?
Yeah, that was the date. I believe so, May 2020.
May 2020, okay. Okay, so let me see. And you said you were the one diagnosed. The
yes.
Original was 11/12/2019. And then were you using the product at home or at work or both?
I was for my residential, for home.
Residential, okay. And were you the one doing the spraying?
Yes, myself.
Okay, so it was direct personal exposure. And then what city did you spray it in?
That was in Oviedo.
Oviedo?
No, I'm sorry. You said city. I sprayed it. I'm sorry. That was Sanford,
mm-hmm.
man. I'm sorry.
What's the city?
Sanford, Florida.
Tampa?
Sanford.
Sanford. Okay. I'm so sorry. And then was anyone else in the household also diagnosed with the lymphoma after using it?
No, just myself.
Okay. And then, what was your age at time of diagnosis for the in
2019? Let's see. 2019. How many years ago that was? Yeah.
If you want, I could do the math. What's your birth year?
I got it.
Oh.
39 years old.
39, okay. And then, and this is just best to your knowledge, do you know estimately what year you first started using the product? Best estimate.
Like 2011.
2011.
Yeah.
Okay. Did you ever stop using the product?
Stopped using it in 2019, November.
Okay, 2019. So roughly 8 years total?
Yeah.
And then, let's see, did you, and I apologize in advance, some of the questions here are a little bit repetitive, but do you think you sprayed Roundup for at least 10 days or more?
Yeah.
Okay. And the phone you're speaking on, is it a smartphone or a landline?
It's a smartphone.
Okay. And then, are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. And then I'm going to read through a list of illnesses. Just let me know if you're ever diagnosed with any of these. You can give me yes or no's. HIV, AIDS, or an organ transplant?
No.
Autoimmune disease or Epstein-Barr?
No.
Hepatitis B or C?
No.
Rheumatoid arthritis or lupus?
No.
Diabetes?
No.
Any other cancers that you've had that required chemo other than the non-Hodgkin lymphoma?
No, that was it.
Okay. Any family history of cancer?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And then next here, the injured party information. You said it was non-Hodgkin lymphoma for the diagnosis. And then can you spell your first name for me?
J-A-R-V-I-S.
J-I-R-V-I-S?
J-A-R-V-I-S.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Thank you. And then your last name?
Hampton. H-A-P-T-O-N.
It was H-A-T-T-O-M?
Yeah, H-A-M-P-T-O-N.
O-N, as in Nancy?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have a suffix at all, like junior, senior, second, third, fourth?
No.
Okay. And then can you confirm your gender for me, please?
I'm male.
Okay, and then are you married?
No.
Okay, and what's your date of birth?
Oh, dang it. Hang on 1 second. This phone's about to die on me.
Oh, okay.
I'm trying to plug it up.
1-24-79,
I'm sorry. Damn. 1-24-1979?
Yes. Okay, and then your social?
Hang on 1 second. Let me get that for you.
Okay, no worries.
I gotta get all this stuff prepared for you, you know.
Triple six.
87-25-15.
And again, it was your birthday was 1-24-1979, and then social 666-872515. Oh.
266-872515.
It was 266-872515. That was right?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay. And then how did you first learn about the connection between Roundup and your cancer diagnosis? Was it from like a TV commercial, social media, friend, family?
It was a TV commercial. I'm trying to remember which one. Yeah, saw it on TV about a year ago.
And then you said it was about a year ago. What is your height?
6 foot.
Okay, and then your weight?
I weigh about 130 pounds.
Okay. And then what is your email address?
It's job is Hamp. My first name, J-A-R-V-I-S, hap@gmail.com.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you. And then the phone number you're speaking on, that's your cell phone?
Yeah, 407-227-3848.
Okay, perfect. And then next year, the Roundup usage information. So do you know how many times estimately per month you were using the product?
I can't say like that. You say how many times a month?
It's just best to your knowledge, yeah.
Probably like 3 times a month. Treated like 3 times a month.
3 times a month. And then how many months out of the year were you using it?
Up to the roughly. Cold month, so like 9.
9, okay. So 9 times 3 is 27. So 27 times per year, roughly. And then times that by 8 for the 8 total years would be 216 times total, roughly. And then, okay. Did you use the product for at least 1 year before your diagnosis?
Yes.
Okay. And then you said you roughly started in 2011 and then stopped. November of 2019. Okay. And then did you use any protective gear while applying the Roundup? Like gloves?
Like, that's about it.
What was it?
I said, yeah, that's about gloves. That's about it.
Gloves. Okay. And you said it was residential use. Was it for like lawn care and maintenance?
Yes.
Okay. And then, did you ever get your drinking water from a well?
Did I get my drinking water from a well? No.
No. Okay.
We're not on well.
Okay. Have you ever been exposed to any herbicides, benzene, or Agent Orange?
No.
Okay, and then do you remember what type of Roundup was used, concentrated, premix?
I think this was the 1 gallon concentrated that was used all the time.
Okay. Do you remember where you were purchasing it, like Home Depot, Lowe's, Walmart, Aces?
Walmart and Lowe's a few times. It was a few places, Ace, Lowe's, Walmart.
And Walmart, okay, no concentrated worries. No worries. Do you have any proof of purchases or any old bottles in your possession? If not, no worries.
No.
Okay. Have you ever been a cigarette smoker?
No.
Are you currently employed?
Yes.
Okay. Who's your employer?
It's called Atlantic Blue Pools and Spas.
Atlantic Blue Pools?
Yeah, I suppose.
And then your job title?
Just deck crew. I'm going to pretty much put water in pools.
Okay. And then have you ever, or did you ever lose any time from work due to like surgeries or treatments?
Not really.
Not really, okay. Have you ever been in the military?
No.
Okay. Have you ever been in any other lawsuits?
No.
Have you ever filed disability, worker compensation, or filed for bankruptcy?
No.
Okay. And then other than minor traffic offenses, like a parking ticket, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
No.
Okay. And then next year, the medical information. You would have a medical record to indicate the cancer diagnosis and type, at least with a doctor?
Yes.
Okay. And then do you remember your diagnosing doctor's name?
I knew you were going to ask that. Victor Melligan. I think it was E-M-E-L-G-E-R. first name, Victor.
Victor Megan.
Victor Melligan, MLGEN.
Okay. And then do you remember what hospital or facility?
It was at Oviedo Medical Center.
Oviedo?
Oviedo Medical Center, yeah.
Medical Center. In what city?
Oviedo, Florida.
Oviedo, Florida. Okay, one moment. On West State Road?
No, it's on, it's 8300 Red Bug Lake Road.
Oh, okay, 1 second. So I did, his name did come up here. Let me see. You said, what was the address?
8300 Red Bug Lake Road, Oviedo, Florida, 32765.
Okay, I see here. Okay, did you have treatments there as well?
Yes.
Okay. Sorry, bear with me. And then, do you remember what year you had treatments?
It was 6 months. That was from December to May, December 19th.
December
May 2020. 19. That's what.
May.
Yeah.
Okay. And then for the first diagnosis in 2019, did you have chemo, radiation, any surgeries, stem cell transplant?
Chemotherapy and
okay.
immunotherapy.
Therapy.
And they gave
okay.
me some pain. Yeah.
Okay. Was that also for the second diagnosis as well in 2020?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it was a treatment for 6 months from mm-hmm. that time. So when they did, it didn't occur back. So there was no readmissions of it from that time when they did it to 6 months.
So it was only diagnosed once?
Yeah, for the 6 month cycle.
Okay.
Yes.
So bear with me. Let me, because I put in the second diagnosis, I'll just put in that. Sorry, bear with me. And then they do want to know how the diagnosis of non-Hodgkin lymphoma impacted your life. Was there any mental, physical stressors, financial, family?
I guess pain and stuff. Like, I guess you could say a little mental. I wouldn't go crazy or nothing, but.
No, yeah, like depression,
yeah.
Anxiety,
yeah, a little
type
bit.
Of thing. Okay.
Right.
And then we are almost finished up. What is your mailing address?
2351 Randall Street. Let me double check the address I want to go to.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the one, 2351 Randall Street, Sanford, Florida, 32771.
Okay. And again, 2351 Randall Street, Sanford, Florida, 32771.
Yes.
Okay. And then lastly here, the emergency contact. So we request one just in case something unfortunate happens, ensuring we can continue on with the case for your loved ones. Would you like to add an emergency contact?
Can it be added later?
If you want, that's fine.
Yeah, I'll add it later.
So bear with me. And then I did want to confirm the spelling of your last name real fast. It was H as in Harry, A as in Apple, T as in Tom, T as in Tom, O as in Oscar, N as in Nancy.
Oh, you got it wrong. It's like the Hampton Inn Hotel.
Oh, so H-A-M as in Mary, P as in Paul, T-O-N?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So sorry about that. Let me change that. And then, but your email is H-A, it's Jarvis Hat, H-A-T as in Tom.
P as in Paul.
Paul, okay. No, okay. So sorry about that. And then, is it okay if I send you the forms via text and email?
Yes, that's fine.
Okay. So bear with me. I'm just going to put you on a brief hold. I'll be right back.
All right.